This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, America? Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Always glad to have you guys with me. And I want to talk about shock. If you're interested, I think shock is an important topic. It's something that's happening to us all the time. But if you believe we're being shocked, you better check out these Democrats. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. Future shock has been described as a feeling where people get too much change in too short amount of time. And that is what the Democrats are feeling right now. There has been a huge disruption, a rip in the fabric of the universe of the Democrats. And right now they are being sucked down a black hole. They have no idea what to do. They have never experienced this much shock since 1865. The closest after that came in 1965. And they overcame both of those. And in fact, they pushed all their bad stuff off to other parties called the Republicans. And the Republicans were too stupid, and they took it. They accepted whatever the Democrats had to say, and they own all this bad stuff. But now the Democrats find themselves in a world of hurt, a world of pain, future shock. They're disoriented because they can see the future. They can see 2018 November looming. They see 2020 looming. They see 2024 looming. How far do I need to go out? I don't know, about a decade. Because there's a generation of people who are about to watch a flip happen. It's going to happen, folks. Shocking poll numbers I want to get into in just a bit. I want you to think of all the things that right now are happening with the Democrats that they've got to consider. One, they have lost the election. And then, you know, nothing new here. I'm not teaching you something. But I want you to remember the shock on their faces. Now, the minions were just mad because their ideology had lost out. But the elitist, the people at the top, they knew something was bigger. Future shock. How many things were going to change on that evening for Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, James Comey, McCabe, and on? The ripple effect of losing in 2016 was the future shock that you're just seeing the shockwave. You ever seen one of those bombs go off in the movies? And then Hollywood has those people on ropes and they drag them all back. That's what's happening right now. See, it exploded. Hillary was hit immediately. So was Barack Obama, because their whole collusion effort to get rid of Donald Trump had failed. And they were toast. Now you're saying, Kevin, they aren't toast. I mean, they were toast. They lost. There's still future shock coming, but the ripple effect was you watched all those people that were crying, like, which, by the way, makes me smile. Happy New Year, y'all. Have I said that to y'all already? Happy New Year. I'm going to say it to December 31st. Happy New Year, 2018, the worst year of the Democrats' political existence. You are in it. You are in the biggest historical moment in American history right now. So anyway, the people that are crying, they were the ones who you watched the blast hit. But now there's more. And you know what happens generally in a bomb like that? Sometimes there can be additional bombs that continue to go off, and that's what you're seeing. Future shock. Future shock, shocking. Dun, 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 dun. Boom, boom. Oh, man. Too much change in too short amount of time. Do you realize what happened on November 8, 2016, when they called that election the most dramatic change in Democrats' history happened in the blink of an eye, in the call of the political pundits that Donald Trump was going to become the new president. Barack Obama said, I'm going to make it a smooth transition, didn't he? Remember that? We're going to do everything we can to help President Trump. And they had the meeting and he acted all magnanimous and all that. This is the guy that said he would never be president. And you better believe he worked his butt off to make sure that was never that it would never happen. And he had to sit in that White House during the transition and pretend that he was going to help Donald Trump. Shocked. Future shocked. Because his life changed forever. You think Barack Obama's life changed when he got sworn in? When he left office, that was a bigger change. Because see, when he got sworn in, that was a fluke. He never thought that day was going to happen. Not for a long shot. Maybe 4 years later, maybe if he got lucky, he was concerned about his past. What he was dead set center knew was never going to happen was he wasn't going to have to face the man. He was never going to have to answer to Donald Trump. And then he shocked. He sat there shocked. All those people shocked. Valerie Jarrett, the whole infrastructure, the FBI, all of them in shock. Why do you think we're talking about this now, folks? You feel that ripple? You feel that shockwave? No, you don't feel it. It's only for the bad guys. They are in shock. I'm talking across the board. The NSA, the FISA courts. We got judges that are worried about their careers. We got career clandestine agency folks, NSA, FBI, etc., DOJ, worried about their careers. We got politicians worried about their careers. You got ex-politicians worried about their careers. And you got a host of minions. Democrats, folks, if that list is, to call it dozens, I think is ridiculous. I bet it's hundreds of people that are complicit. The ones you care about, probably 10 to 15, right? But it's coming. You out there, Carl, you listening to me? It's Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Show. And I told you guys what was going to happen in 2018. And I told you it was going to point the finger at Barack Obama. I got a poll for you. Way over town is good for me. Shock. Jules Renard said, truth makes many appeals, but not the least of which is its power to shock. The truth shocks you, but the truth shall set you free. I know you've heard that one. Folks, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Short break. We'll be back in just a bit. I hope you keep it down.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Everybody, welcome back, Kevin Jackson. I want to call this our stupid stuff segment, and quite frankly, most of what we talk about is stupid stuff. This is a show about stupid stuff. Now, let me explain. We talk about leftism. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You can be a Republican or a Democrat. I know leftism no matter what label you want to put on it. So it's stupid stuff. Because we talk about leftism. A lot of people think this is a biased show. This show is not biased. It's biased to the truth, if that's what you're talking about. But in terms of its content, it's not. I don't have a thing where you say, Kevin, you have no sympathy on immigration. Sure I do. But I'm going to look at it pragmatically. You have no sympathy when it comes to Muslims. Absolutely I do. But I'm not going to overlook that they're the biggest killers on the planet. Maybe, you know, fighting it out between, minority black kids, teenage black kids in America, but they're all bad. I'm just saying, whether you tell me about jihadists or you tell me about these crazy kids that'll might as well kill you, they don't care about your life. in the hood? Or MS-13 gang members? What exactly do you want me to say good about these people? I'm not going to. Oh, man, that makes you racist and xenophobic and homophobic and Islamophobic. And I don't care. Make my middle name phobic for all I care. I don't give a crap what people think about it because they're the ideologues. All Muslims aren't bad. I didn't say that. Didn't say it at all. Know some that I think are pretty good, but here's what I'll tell you. If you can't speak out against the bad of what your religion does, then shame on you. I could. I'm not going to bore you with the details, but if there were issues revolving around my non-denominational church doing bad things or whatever, I would call it out, and if necessary, I'd leave it. It's that simple. So, I don't look at this as a show where we, you know, have a side. I really don't. I encourage anybody, call the show, 844-551-8255. If you can wage a debate with me, I will be completely respectful. I'll challenge you. You may feel a little bit uncomfortable in my challenging of you, but I won't be disrespectful. It may appear a bit sarcastic, but that's how the truth can be sometimes. But I want to debate anybody, and I'll tell you, I'll be respectful. And if you feel like I'm being sarcastic, you can say, Kevin, that sounds a bit sarcastic, but here's what I'm trying to say. And I'll say, well, I wasn't meaning to be sarcastic, or you know what? I really was being sarcastic because I think that what you just said was not very smart. And we'll continue the debate. But I don't have any type of ideology except to get to the truth. And by the way, if you happen to do this, it ain't going to happen, but if you happen to debate me and you win the debate, I will gladly side with you afterwards. That's how easy it is. So contact the show. I promise you, I will get you on. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that. What I want to talk about was some of the crazy things that are happening. Right now, they are looking to pass a law on those laundry detergent squeezy, you know, little pellets. They're wanting to pass a law on this because teenage kids are taking the laundry pellet test or something. Have you seen this? Yeah. Let me see what they got. This is a tweet. Millennials are now doing the hot coil challenge where they burn themselves with stovetops. And I promise you, the moment I saw that, because they were doing the challenge to eat these stupid Tide Pods. And I thought, you know, when I heard about all these different challenges, the cinnamon challenge and whatever else, things that could kill you, eating these ghost peppers. And I thought to myself, when would they do the hammer to the crotch or the hammer to the head challenge? Crazy kids. So anyway, they are doing that. And it was, but it got me thinking about the lawmakers now want to pass a law to stop Tide from making those little pods so attractive. Like, you know, maybe if they made them all black, then people wouldn't want to eat it. I don't know what, I'm not, I've seen them green, I've seen them swirls, like orange and blue with white swirls. But really, that's your answer. Punish Tide. Tide's already put money and R&D, and they've come to market with this, and now they're going, no, we're going to legislate against the stupidity of the public. Where do they come up with this stuff? I guess it's the same people that spent $300,000 on in-home semen test. They paid men $20 for their samples as part of a study in hoping to fight infertility. Boston University is conducting this, quote, feasibility of an in-home semen testing project. They say the prevalence of impaired fecundity has been increasing over the last decade, and few modifiable risk factors for infertility have been identified. So they got a grant. They say male factor contributes to 50% of all infertility. So it's good news for the ladies. It isn't just them, it's us and them. And I'm actually happy about this because I don't want the ladies feeling guilty. I saw a thing just the other day. It said of the Westminster Dog, the Kennel Show. I think that's what it's called, Westminster. They said male dogs win it twice as much as female dogs. And I thought to myself, wow, even in the dog kingdom, the animal kingdom of dogs, whatever, I don't know if it's genus or whatever after animal, because I didn't study that hard in that part of science. But even in that part of the animal stuff, males dominate. Look at how pervasive it is. What do you think it is? Do you think that the judges are so male-centric? Because a lot of the people that judge these contests are females. But two times, double the amount of the time, they will pick the male dog. A male dog will win the whole thing, not the female dog. Something to be said for having external naughty bits. I can only presume because what other reason? Maybe it's a little bigger, but we're talking about size. It isn't always the biggest dog that wins. The Mastiff doesn't always win. The Great Pyrenees doesn't always win. The St. Bernard doesn't always win. The Great Dane doesn't always win. The German Shepherd, sometimes it's a little poodle or Shih Tzu or Dachshund or whatever, right? So it isn't size. Anyway, back to the semen test. They said that they want to broaden the pool of semen testing, which they said normally only takes place in fertility centers, thereby limiting generalizability. The enrollment of large numbers of men from general population prior to conception represents a unique opportunity to assess the feasibility. I know there's some fellas out there right now saying, you know what, I'll take my $20. One other point. It's kind of sexist because you can't really test the women on their 50% at home, so all the guys are going to be the ones feasting on this one.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, Americanskis? Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. The Democrats are in shock. We're going to be focused on shock for this particular episode of the Kevin Jackson Show. And here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the latest poll that's come out. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's kind of like that State of the Union poll, and you recall those numbers. Maybe we'll talk about those a little bit just to rub it into some of the leftists who listen to the program. But here's what it is. Here's the deal. It's amazing to me what happens when you can no longer control the narrative. And that's why Democrats, and particularly Barack Obama, find themselves in a really tough spot. You guys may not know this, but Barack Obama spent a fortune of your taxpayer dollars making himself look bigger than life. It was an absolutely orchestrated, paid-for, taxpayer-funded campaign that said whatever Barack Obama did. Look it up. Don't believe me. Google it. Obama-funded marketing. Obama-funded, you know, feel-good, whatever. You'll find it. And we spent millions of dollars making everything this guy did. All his turds smell like roses. Somebody just walked along spraying them with Renews It, right, to make them smell good. There was nothing good about this guy's administration. There's hardly anything you could point at that was good about the Barack Obama administration. But people believe that it was a good thing. People are, oh, he is amazing, Kevin. What are you talking about? He was the most, you know, they talk about the economy, all these other things. Let me tell you something. Give me $10 trillion and I will make anything look beautiful. Just give me, because that's what we did. It's like with GM. They gave them $50 billion of your dollars. GM paid back $40 billion, got $10 billion of free money and bankruptcy. Now, I'm happy that they gave out this money. We talked about it not long ago. They gave out this 50,000 people, almost 12 grand. Congratulations. But we gave it to them. This is all based on bankruptcy crap. Now, I hope GM goes on and is profitable, et cetera, but I'm just going to tell you, don't act like you've done something so good. Give me give me all the money that it's taken to run the government since we've been a country, and I think I could do okay with it. In fact, give me $5 trillion. I'll bid less. I can name that tune in half note, you know, three notes. I don't need $10 trillion to prop up an economy. But that's what Barack Obama got. And they give this guy so much credit. So the fact of the matter is, the sad part, I should say, is they give this guy the credit for doing this, but he was using our money to market. If something failed, they go, it wasn't really a failure. You have to look at it differently. Here's a perspective on Obamacare. Here's a perspective on his, you know, drawing the red line. Here's his perspective on the unemployment not really being for real, and on and on and on. And they made the minions feel good. And they didn't direct it at us. You didn't even see it. It was subtle to us. See, it already, the media was already there. Hollywood making him bigger. Put him on late night TV. You know, do this other stuff. They're, and by the way, paying people to write good things, op-ed pieces. It, there is no boundary to what they were not willing to do to make Barack Obama look good. And knowing that he's a failure. And so you get Trump that comes in and you, now you know. You know he's a failure. Anyway, I want to talk about this poll. Because the Democrats no longer own the way information gets out. We discern what we want to, you know, to listen to. Fox News, Daily Caller, Breitbart, whatever. We are the ones who are making those decisions. No longer is the left. And that's shocking to them. It's scary to them. They've lost complete control of the narrative on the right. But here's the bigger deal. They're losing control on the left. See, they owned it. Media, Hollywood, they managed to make people believe obvious lies. And the cover worked so well that Democrats got a bonehead elected president, and they almost got a woman who should be in prison elected president. That's how blatant things had gotten for the left. Then came Donald Trump, and he called these frauds out and dared to fight back. But it's one thing to fight, folks. Others had fought. But what Trump did was he won. I remember, and you probably do as well, the moment that Donald Trump said that Obama was spying on him. He made these assertions after a conversation that he'd had, I believe, pardon me, with the Mexican president and with the Australian prime minister were leaked. And we were talking about leakers. Now, he had leakers in his midst. Because he had people that were anti-Trumpers who were Republicans. Couldn't keep their mouths shut. They were in just as big a shock, by the way, as the Democrats. They thought, you know, they were going to get a political insider, like a Kasich or, you know, a Lindsey Graham or somebody elected. And here's Donald Trump. So he had leakers inside on the right as well. Well, I mean, they were leftists inside of his. They were Republicans, but they were not real Republicans. But the media scoffed at Donald Trump. They said, the leakers are inside your own administration. And others said that Trump was deranged and he was unhinged and he was paranoid and all these other things. But he pressed on. He denied false media reports. He called the media fake news at every turn. Let me tell you something, folks. Think about that. Think about the term fake news. Think about when you first heard it. Did you believe that fake news would be something you'd continue to hear 2 years later? It's almost 2 years since Donald Trump said, that's fake news. That's fake news over there. A year and a half at least. Did you believe that that term would still be something you continue to hear? There's no way I would have believed that. No way. Fake news, Crooked Hillary, and others. I'm challenging you to go see Joel Gilbert's movie, The Art of the Insult, when it comes out, and watch how Trump brands. He has branded the news what it is. But here's the thing. They used to say he's a liar. You remember, when's the last time you've heard, outside of maybe Crazy Mad Max, have you heard somebody go, he's lying, that's just a lie. You've not heard that term. They've tried everything to brand Donald Trump. In fact, this here's just a good example. When Adam Schiff tried this new tactic of saying, we're going to make Donald Trump redact the document, the Democrats' version of the FISA memo, and he's, look at him, you know, he doesn't want to let it out. Everybody already knew. We saw it coming a mile away. And now, guess what? They're rewriting it, and then Schiff is going, well, you know, we're going to rewrite it, but, you know, it was bad that he didn't want it out and all that. And nobody bought it. Nobody bought it. Everybody knew exactly what the Alinsky rule book would say, and they dismissed it. We were light years ahead of these clowns. And so, who's now the liars? Who do you believe are looked at as the lying scumbags that they are? Yeah, hey, leftists, sometimes I got to tell you who you are. Adam Schiff, Democrats, even Barack Obama. So now we get poll numbers. And it's not good news. This new poll reveals that an overwhelming majority of Americans believe the Obama administration improperly surveilled on Donald Trump's campaign. And I would have bet you a year, year and a half ago, give or take, that nobody would have believed that. Yeah, Democrats would never have believed a plurality of people were going to believe Donald Trump over them when it comes to spying on him during a campaign. But that's exactly what happened. So this is an Investor Business Daily poll, surveyed 900 Americans, and here are the numbers. 55% of Americans believe it's likely that the Obama administration improperly surveilled Trump during his campaign. 87% Republican, 55% Independent. 31% of let's discuss that for a second before I get into the Democrat side, because we're going to run out of time here in this segment. So, a plurality of Republicans, 87%, 13% don't believe it. And I would say that fits in line with they're just really not paying that much attention, but, you know, I don't know. Can't speak to it. 55% of independents believe it. A plurality of independents. So those numbers in and of themselves are pretty bad. I don't know if this poll did 300, 300, 300, because that'll be very telling if it was 300, 300, 300. Because when we get to the Democrat numbers, I'm going to tell you what I think it represents. So here's partially what I think it represents on the Republican side. One, as I said during the State of the Union numbers, the majority of Republicans get it. They now are firmly entrenched in the Donald Trump corner. So if you take that, 87% of Republicans are firmly entrenched with Donald Trump. They believe he's been cheated. What are the 13% would still vote for him? Who knows? 55% of independents now see what's been happening with Trump, and they believe the same thing. Now, the Democrats' number, which I'm going to tell you what it is when we come back, is the one that's the most shocking, in my opinion, and what it means. Keep it in mind.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at crafthockeyville.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Just so we're clear, I don't give a crap about polls. You guys know this about me. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I don't care about polls. In terms of the raw numbers, I care about polls and the trending. That's the real key of what we're looking at here when we start talking about polls. And I just told you, they are tracking the Donald Trump and the polling that's come from, was he surveilled or not? Rasmussen came out with a poll, and 87% of Republicans said he was surveilled. 55% of independents said he was surveilled. But the bigger number, not in terms of quantity, the number that's going to be most shocking to you is the number I'm about to give you. So I'm glad you guys are here. 31% of Democrats believe that Donald Trump was surveilled by Barack Obama. That means 31% of Democrats see that Barack Obama did something illegal to Donald Trump. Now, as you consider all these other polls that are out there regarding what Trump, you know, his popularity, do they believe in his policies and things like this, let me just explain to you. 31% of Democrats believe Donald Trump was cheated in the election, which means 31% of Democrats probably will look at Donald Trump in the next election or look at the Republican Party. If you want to know how Donald Trump has solidified the Republican Party, I'm giving you the reason. People now see Donald Trump as truthful. They're going to go back and reevaluate everything that's been said about Trump. He's a womanizer. He's sleeping with prostitutes. He's doing all these other things. And they're going to go, wow, I used to believe the media. I talked earlier. Donald Trump made the media what it really is, what it, we should have been calling it for decades, fake, fabricated news. Talking points of the Democrats, the leftism that has occurred in America, he brought that out. People thought, he's lying, he just doesn't want to face the music. And now what do they think? It's synonymous. Read an article. It will say fake news. CNN, fake news. MSNBC, fake news. ABC, fake news. What you're going to watch, let me just tell you what real quickly what's going to happen with the media. They're going to be fighting not to be considered fake news. Can you imagine that when that war begins to occur? When the media goes, look, we don't want to be considered fake news. We got to do something about this. Wait till that happens. It's coming. I watched Nora something, I forget her name, but she's on ABC or CBS or whatever. I watched her call that Michael Wolff guy, hold him to task over his book. And that was it was refreshing to see her say, I don't know that I believe this anymore. It was a Jerry Springer moment, but not with all the salaciousness. And Wolff was squirming. And he's gone. That's what these people were using. Keep in mind, the Democrats are using, oh, Donald Trump, he's crazy in the White House, and he's doing this, and he's hated. He's universally hated. And they were telling you all of his staffers thought he was stupid and all these other things. In a year that we just came off of that was the best year in politics in the modern era, maybe, outside of the forming of the country. That's what we were dealing with. 31% of Democrats. I want you to think about that. That number. But here's the, and I'm going to get to some other stuff about it, and I don't want to run out of time. So 54% of respondents said yes when they were asked if a special counsel was needed. 44% said no. Now, these are daily tracking polls of Rasmussen. I don't know what they were before, but 54% of people now say we need a special counsel versus 44%. Now, that's big numbers in politics. If you beat somebody 54 to 44, game over, right? Wait till you see these numbers next week. Wait till you see them the week after that. Folks, you're watching a monumental shift. You're watching a glacier move. And you can see it. Glacial movement is like an inch or two a day, right? I mean, just try to sit there and watch it go. I think it moved. Yeah. You can hear the crackling, but you can't see it. You're watching a glacier move. You're watching a glacier move like the tide. That's what you're into. I told you guys, shock. That's what the theme of today's show is, shock. And the Democrats are in future shock. They have so much going on, they can't figure out which direction it's going to come from. And you want to know why that is? It's because they've told so many lies. Let me go on here. Bad news for Democrats. Public opinion shifting towards Donald Trump. I'll ask you this question. A year ago, when Trump said, this was happening, or whatever amount of time it was, year and a few months ago, whatever it was. Do you believe 54% of the people would have called for a special counsel and 44% no? He would have been lucky to get 30% of the people calling for a special counsel a year ago. Now it's a plurality, 54%. Now, here's the next one. 35% of respondents said they believe that high-ranking DOJ officials attempted to outright frame Trump for alleged collusion with Russia. But here's what I'll tell you about that number. that number, that 35% who believe the DOJ officials were in it, that number is going to leap like a little fairy. It's going to leap like a ballerina, baby, because the more we learn, the worse it gets for the DOJ and the FBI. Now, as you listen to these poll numbers, 87% of Republicans say Trump was colluded against. 55% of independents say Trump was colluded against. 31% of Democrats say Trump was colluded against. 54% say they want a special counsel. 35% believe DOJ was attempted to collude. That's all skewed towards the Democrats. So we don't know what the real numbers even are. But there are similar results in other polls, so let me get to those. There was a Rasmussen poll that was released last week. It said 50% of likely voters believe it's at least somewhat likely that senior federal law enforcement officials broke the law in an effort to prevent Donald Trump from becoming presidency. Of the 50%, 32% said it is very likely. So that goes in line with the 35% who say the DOJ had something colluded with Trump. So let's just use those and say, okay, 32 to 35% is the number. Now, in this Rasmussen poll that I believe will eventually flip-flop, 42% of likely voters believe Russia meddled in the 2016 presidential election. 34% said the FBI meddled. I believe you're going to watch those numbers flip. You're going to watch the FBI number go up. You're going to watch the Russian number go down. That's what I predict. Now, what these polls show is what President Trump's State of the Union poll numbers showed. The public sentiment is shifting towards Trump. And the reason for this is the Democrats no longer have the bully pulpit. Danger looms for them, and the Democrats know it. And the level of desperation, the level of shock and awe that's been put into the Democratic Party under the Trump administration is palpable. You can see it in everything that they do. Schiff, I swear he looks like a Pekingese with those eyes bulging. Every time you see an interview with this dude, man, I feel like he's so stressed out his eyes might just pop out during the interview. But it's fun to watch. And what's interesting to me is this. The Democrats try to come off as, oh, we're good, we're all good. And I find the stories about their potential Democrat candidates in 2020 with names like Eric Holder being mentioned. I tell you what, Democrats, if you think Eric Holder will ever be president, I tell you, why don't you let Loretta Lynch in there? Why don't you bring back Susan Rice or Valerie Jarrett or even a reprise of Bill Clinton? Or let Hillary run again. Let me tell you, with the level of certainty I've never rarely had in many things in life, I guarantee you that in 2020, save death, Donald Trump will be reelected in a landslide. It's not even going to be close. The idea that these people line them up, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, the retreads, Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, Bernie Sanders, who still believes he's viable. Bring them all. This is a tainted party. 2018 is going to be a bloodbath. 2020 is going to be even worse. Weekly, folks, Democrats fight scandals of their own creation, and their attempts to put the blame on others is what is their undoing, and they don't get it. But wait for it. The Democrats at some point this year will finally have to admit their sins. I know you're going, Kevin, you're full of it. There's no way it's going to happen. Things are going to get so bad for the Democrats. You heard it here. They are going to do a mea culpa and apologize to the American public.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.